KNKX is celebrating Ella Fitzgerald's 100th birthday. Greta Matassa is a Seattle jazz singer and vocal coach who's been listening to Ella's music since she was 14. Not only is Ella one of Greta's major influences, but Greta also uses Ella's singing as a teaching tool for voice students. Here she is with 88.5's Dick Stein talking about life with Ella.
Greta, you said that you sing along with Ella's recordings almost every day. How does that benefit you?
Singing with Ella Fitzgerald is such a great workout for your instrument because she's so dynamic, so almost gymnastic with what she's able to do. Not only that, she's got an amazingly accurate pitch. She jumps around all over the place with these amazingly agile improvised lines, but they're all in tune. Her timbre sat in the front a little bit more than, say, someone like Carmen McRae or Sarah Vaughan. Ella's sound is all in the front of her face, so it continued all the way up through the last years of her life to be this bright, easy to listen to sound.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true.
Do you think there's any way to know whether Ella and Sarah and the rest of them actually knew what they were doing and doing it deliberately, or just the way they felt comfortable singing?
Well, I think it was the way they felt comfortable singing, and they were creating these sounds. I don't know that they necessarily knew what they were doing when they did it. Obviously, it was just sheer joy. That's all I hear in the music now. There are recordings that are where she's really let loose to do what she does. You know, the stuff with Ellington, almost any of the live recordings, you really hear her just flying, just having these musical ideas and just letting loose. And then there were the songbook albums. In those recordings, she was doing an homage to various composers. And because of that, they're a great source for the verse. And she also sang the songs fairly straight. In other words, she referenced the original melody a lot more than some of her more, jazzy improvised recordings.
Drifting, dreaming, in and as your mood, stardust gleaming through my solitude.
But let's be honest, you know, the real beauty of her music is not only the timbre of her sound, but that agility, that ability to improvise and stylize and the scat singing, you know.
Now, she was not really the first scat singer, was she?
No. For years, and to this day, instrumentalists communicate with each other with scat. Because really, that's what goes on. You know, you're at a rehearsal, and the trumpet player goes, you know, on bar 56, when it goes, da ba do ba do ba do ba do ba da da. That's, I think, where it originated. And probably, maybe even, you know, for her, she was surrounded by great instrumentalists. She was just doing what they were doing.
That makes a great deal of sense. And actually leads me to my next question, which is, would you compare her to a particular instrument or instrumentalist?
I think there's a lot of misconception about scat singing and the idea that we are trying to be a horn. I think Ella was a soloist in her own right. She was her own instrumentalist. She was an instrumentalist. Rather than I say she sounded like Ben Webster or she sounds like Lester Young, I don't think she did. She sounded like Ella. She created her own melodic and rhythmic vocabulary for scatting. And I learned to scat by singing, again, along with her, just taking like the How High the Moon scat solo from 1946. The thing about that scat solo is that it's melodically really dazzling because she's making up all these amazing melodies over the top of the chord progression to High the Moon. But the other 50% of scat singing that I learned from her is that it's rhythmic. She was a drummer. She was as much a drummer as she was a vocalist. Because if you take that same scat solo and you take away the melodic content of it, it's a drum solo. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so completely rhythmic. She was so rhythmically agile.
Well, Ella got her start working with a very famous jazz drummer in his big band, Chick Webb. Maybe she got that from him. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sure some of that early influence was from Chick, and the whole sound from that period in the mid-1930s. It was bright, it was ebullient, it was bouncy, and it was just a lot of fun.
I'm just a jitterbug, a happy jitterbug, a little jitterbug looking for a place to jazz. I'm not a corny hick. I know a real hot lick, cause I'm a jitterbug, mighty glad that I'm
the early man. Stuff, when she was just beginning to create some of these things that she would do, the thing that she would take a one-syllable word and turn it into a five-syllable word. You know, I'm in a mood for love simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. That kind of stuff. The things that I've learned from her most are just this agility, and it's not only the physical agility, but the mental ability to think that fast over a chord progression, to come up with these, you know, one of the things I tell my singers is that when you learn to improvise, it's fairly straightforward to come up with a melodic line that moves up through the scales or up through the chords. So you can easily go but if you don't learn how to write yourself back down, you know, you can be like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory and you're floating up to that fan in the ceiling and you can't get back down. And Ella has this great ability to get herself up there and then just in a few bars and get back down, you know, where you're safe. So those kinds of observations I've made about her over the years have helped me as a professional singer. And I take her with me when I'm on the road. And I've been singing with her for so long that I almost, in a weird way, feel like she's a friend of mine, you know? It's a strange thing, but these recordings of these people, they captured them in this moment in time when they were at their best, and they're still alive to me. And I think to a lot of musicians that I know, we still feel that way about them when we listen to them. That's why appreciating recorded and older recorded music is so important for aspiring musicians. They're still, these are our trainers. They're still there to help us.
Sing low, sing clear, sweet words in my ear. Not a whisper of despair, but love's own prayer. Sing on.
That was Seattle jazz singer Greta Matassa talking with 88.5's Dick Stein about her life with the music of Ella Fitzgerald. It's Ella's 100th birthday, and KNKX is celebrating. You can find more stories about Ella and her music at knkx.org.
A harmony was lost, but you forgave. I forgot. Whisper not of quarrels past. You know we've had our